And there are many people who put a great deal of work into this struggle to stop this war. But very few have put more of their effort in, more time, over the last 2 years, both inside Parliament and outside Parliament, in all parts of the country, than our next speaker, Jeremy Corbyn MP. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you all for being here today. We've marched, we've met, we've demonstrated, we've demanded, we've spoken, not in defence of dictators, but in defence of people who were about to have weapons of mass destruction rained down upon them by Britain and the United States. In this war, in Iraq, 5,000 people have already died. Many more are dying as we speak. Many more will be dying from the use of cluster bombs, from the use of depleted uranium weapons, and from irrational forces that are at large in that country at the present time. We mourn the loss of every single person that has died in Iraq. We're here today to oppose the continued occupation of Iraq and to call for peace and peace all around the world. But you know, friends, the price of war is paid by the poorest people in the poorest countries of the world. This war could have been avoided. The Americans know that. The British government knows that. The whole world knows that. It was never about finding weapons of mass destruction. This was a war of occupation to develop a new colony to pump out the oil and the other material for the benefit of the West. And indeed, isn't it interesting that as the coalition forces raced into Iraq, they bypassed the towns and the cities, and they secured the oil fields and the oil refineries. And all those American troops that are in Baghdad, and the British troops that are in Basra, and the American troops that are in Mosul and Kirkuk, contrary to their obligations under the Geneva Convention, are not prepared to do anything to defend hospitals, schools, libraries, universities, or public buildings against looters. In reality, the real looters are those that are preparing to loot the oil out of Iraq. And the Americans have made it very, very clear that whilst George Bush and Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and all the others might well claim this is a war for the Iraqi people to decide their own future, they, the Americans, are going to choose the government of the future. They, the Americans, are going to make the Iraqi people pay an unpayable debt to the rest of the world. They, the Americans, are going to ensure, with British support no doubt, that the Iraqi people remain subjugated and impoverished for decades to come. But there is tragically an even wider agenda than this. In the occupation of Iraq, we see the repossession of Western colonial power in that region. You will see a pipeline open from Mosul through to Haifa. You will see the oil being pumped. And you will see a deep ignorance of the continued killing of Palestinian people, a deep ignorance of the plight of so many poor peoples around the world. And I just conclude with this thought. This war has cost the American taxpayers $81 billion, the British taxpayer £3 billion. All that money could have paid for a lot of pensioners, a lot of schools, a lot of hospitals, and a lot of healthcare in Iraq, in this country, and anywhere else. But this is not the only war going on in the world. This movement that came together after September the 11th came together because we want to live in a world in peace, in justice, in sharing of resources. deaths in Palestine, the deaths in Congo, the deaths in conflicts all over the world will continue. But I have this message for all those in power. This wonderful great movement of ordinary people around the world for peace, for justice, for liberty will stay, work, march together to achieve that. We will outlive the military. Thank you.